Hi. Good evening. This is the National Finance Committee of the National Board, and we're going to be having our meeting tonight, and we'll start off as you. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the secretary. The chair, Summer Reese, is not here at the moment. We expect she should get here later on, and I'm going to start off with a roll call. Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Mike Jones.
Here.
Marco Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin is here. Simon Pius.
Here.
Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
John Wenger. LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Good. One, two, three, four, five.
All right. Good evening. This is the National Finance Committee.
Okay, I've heard that voice before. Somebody's got us replaying here somehow. They should stop that. So we have nine. That is a quorum, and so we're going to start the meeting. Okay, so first order of business of this meeting is to elect a chair pro tem. Who would like to be the chair pro tem? Anybody?
I would volunteer if people think it's all right.
I'll second that.
Is there anybody else who would like to volunteer to be chair pro tem? Hearing no voices. Is there any objection to Alberto Luera acting as chair pro tem until the chair shows up? Okay, Alberto, you're the chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Again, my deepest appreciation for the confidence, and we'll try and I'll try and do the best to do what Summer does, and that is to conduct the meeting. We need to come up with our agenda, and I think that from our last meeting, one of the items on the agenda was to review the KPFT budget. Also, to begin looking at the WPFW budget, if time permits. And those are the things I remember. Will members of this body please inform our secretary any items that they might need to have on the agenda? Of course, we need to have the minutes. I'm sure that our Paul Martin has minutes for us.
This is
so
Summer.
I think the first... Hey, Summer, thank you very much for coming in. You saved my skin.
Hi, Alberto. I was driving as fast as I could to get to the phone.
Well, I'm glad you made it safely.
Thank you.
We're about to start working on an agenda. Everybody's here.
And we're on the stream, right?
Yes. We just got on the stream a couple of minutes ago.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, and KPFT is still up for the top of the agenda, I would presume, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, fantastic. Do you want me to take back the chair?
Yes, please do. Please.
Oh, thank you, Alberto. Thank you for having it. Okay, so, R. Paul, have you called the roll already?
Yes, I have. Is John Wenger here?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay.
Called up again. He's back. He's back now.
Okay, fantastic. And are we missing anyone this evening, Harper?
No, we're all here right now.
Wow, fantastic. Okay, and have you approved the agenda yet or read in the minutes?
Not yet. What I have so far is review the KPFT budget, look at the WPFW budget, and approve minutes.
Sounds good. Are there any amendments to the open session agenda to that proposed agenda?
Do we want them in that order?
No.
No, we'll probably do the minutes. So we should probably do the minutes first from last week's meeting and get that out of the way, and then we can go on to KPFT's budget and then WPFW if there's no objection to that.
Agenda?
Yes?
Yeah, I want to continue on with the Arbitrons. We tried to do that last time and ran out of time, so I want to put that in there. You guys might want to do that in executive session, but I absolutely want to push that forward.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and we'll make the executive session agenda. God bless whomever that was.
Salute.
Yes, isn't that? Why don't we go ahead and we'll just go with our open session agenda, and then we'll go for our executive session agenda, and we can put the Arbitron there along with the other questions that we had regarding the expenses of the election and the personnel issues, if you have no objection to that, John.
No, it'd be fine.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there any other changes or amendments for the open session agenda? Okay, hearing none, R. Paul, can you mark that as approved and go to the reading of the minutes from last week's meeting so we can approve those minutes, and then we'll move on to KPFT's budget.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting August 24th at 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time. A quorum present. The chair is present. Attending: Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, John Wenger, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Also attending was Arlene Engelhart, Executive Director. Agenda: approval of 2 sets of minutes. 2, CFO report. 3, discussion of budget to actuals for KPFA. 4, executive session. Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the agenda, passed without objection. Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the minutes of the July 27th, 2010 meeting. The minutes were read, corrected, and approved, passed without objection. Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the minutes of the August 3rd, 2010 meeting, passed without objection. The minutes were read and approved. CFO report, 9:13 p.m. Eastern Time. CFO LaVarne Williams reported that she's sent out the year-to-date results. She said that we have to limit spending, which is consultants and overtime. July showed a deficit because there were no on-air fundraisers in July. As of July 31st, Pacifica had about $713,000 cash in hand, which was about $338,000 lower than the prior month. KPFK has the best cash on hand with about $450,000, unchanged from the prior month. Listener support revenue for KPFA is about $170,000 worse than budget. There may be lockbox issues there. The KPFA interim general manager has been asked how to help with the problem. WBAI's July revenue is about $70,000 worse than budget, owing to bad fulfillment. The station's new interim general manager is turning it around. At WPFW, their transmitter failed. During the on-air fundraiser, they had air conditioning problems, and the transmitter went down, affecting the fundraiser. WPFW also had extra expenses for dealing with the transmitter problems. She reported that we have to look at KPFA for major reductions in spending. The payable list has been sent out. She reported that legal expenses continue to grow. The former counsel has demanded an invoice for over $100,000. Current counsel is also owed money. She noted that we have to be careful about legal expenses. The Pacifica Radio Archives pitches worked at the stations where they were done. July was budgeted to show a deficit, but the deficit was greater than budgeted. Revenue for July was about $700,000. Salaries and related expenses came to about $600,000. The CFO said that we have to look at the expense-to-revenue ratio and set up minimum amounts for that. She said that the months of on-air fundraising and the months without on-air fundraising have to be limits of our expenses. She said that the summer on-air fundraisers and an early launch at KPFA for their fall on-air fundraiser in September would help. She said that other stations may also need to have some of their fall on-air fundraisers in September. She said that we have to look critically at some things at KPFA, WPFW, some other issues in executive session. She said that there was a management conference call today. While she'd like to see fewer on-air pitching days, we have to raise money. She noted that revenue has to exceed expenses and that the budget has to be that way this year. She said that We can't have budgets with a negative cash flow at the end of the year. In response to a question, the members from each station stated how their summer on-air fundraisers had done. KPFT had a goal of $150,000 and a final tally of $120,000. WBAI had a goal of $550,000 and a final tally of $414,048. WPFW came in under its goal. KPFA had a goal of $275,000 and a final tally of $285,000. KPFK had a goal of $250,000 and a final tally of $200,000. The number of days pitched was discussed. And I misspelled days, which I'm correcting right here.
D-A-Z-E.
Yeah, it says days. The committee discussed KPFA's cuts. The executive director said that she was waiting for a complete analysis, which she'd expected to get this coming Thursday, and that some of this could only be discussed in executive session. The question of having all budgets show revenues in excess of expenses when WBAI was very unlikely to be able to do that was discussed by the committee. The question of when the committee received WBAI's draft FY11 budget was raised. The WBAI treasurer said it would probably depend on the meeting schedule of the National Finance Committee and might come late in September owing to the WBAI LSB meeting schedule. Motion, R. Paul Martin, that the committee meet on August 31st, September 7th, September 21st, and September 28th. Passed without objection. The CFO went over some legal payables. The secretary reported that the meeting dates had been booked on the kpftx.org calendar. The committee discussed looking at the election expenses at the next meeting and also legal expenses and personnel issues at KPFA and KPFK. It was suggested that the committee do KPFT's draft FY11 budget at the next meeting and start to discuss WPFW's draft FY11 budget then, with WPFW's draft being fully discussed at the meeting after that. Motion, Don Wenger. If requested financial documents are not forthcoming to the treasurer of a particular unit, the executive director shall compel each general manager to instruct the business manager to follow PNB policy, which states that each treasurer has total access to all financial information and specifically have him or her provide us with all prior budgets so we can do comparisons to prep this year's budget. Passed 7-4, 1 against, 1 abstention. The issue of LSBs requesting Arbitron ratings for their stations and experiencing local management resistance to obtaining them was briefly discussed. The CFO said that this issue was on the top of the agenda for the weekly teleconference with management, which was held on Tuesdays. Motion, Alberto Luera, to adjourn. Passed without objection. Committee did not go into executive session. Adjourned 10:42 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary.
Thank you, R. Paul. Are there any changes, deletions, or disagreement with the minutes as read?
Hard to do. Move to adjourn. Move to adopt.
Move to adopt. Okay. Hearing no objections, can you record them as approved, please?
Okay.
Thank you. And I forgot to ask at the beginning, are both Lavarne and Arlene with us this evening?
Lavarne is first. Arlene is, she's in D.C. in Washington. She just got in today. So
she's
more than
probably
likely
not here. Joining us on executive session?
You know, I'll give her a call and see.
Okay. I do need to at some point get people pinned down for these executive sessions because we went like 6 straight weeks of having executive sessions scheduled and not done because we didn't have participation by the executives for it. So, not by you, Lavar, but some of these personnel issues, obviously we need, you know, her participation as well. So, but that's okay. Don't worry about calling her right this moment. I think we should probably go to the KPFT budget. Lavar, do you want to actually, we should let someone from KPFT. Is Mike, would you like to go ahead and present on your budget and between you and Lavar? Walk us through it?
Sure.
Thank you. I mean, which one of you would like to go first? I really should give that option to you, Levarne or Mike. I mean, who wants to start off on start us off on KPFT?
I don't care.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead, Mike?
The budget is relatively conservative. We looked at what our revenue projection was last year and what our actuals are projected to wind up this year. Very, very similar.
Okay.
Our revenue projection total is $1,306,368. Our 10 actual, that was our budget.
Okay.
For FY11, our actual to date is $1,006,647. That apparently does not include our last fundraiser in the last 2 months of the year.
Okay.
So we're looking at being pretty close. Our budgeted last year was exactly what our budgeted is for next year in terms of revenue.
Okay.
So there's no change.
And what is the difference, the variance between your budgeted for last year and your actual? Do you have the numbers for your last fund drive or no?
We did like 180,000, I believe.
Okay.
Which brings us up to about less than 100,000 off. I think we're going to finish up the year under what our budgeted was, but not a great deal under.
Okay. Thank you. Continue.
The expenses for next year are exactly what we budgeted for in FY10. And our budgeted amount, our actual to date, from what I'm looking at, well, our budgeted for FY11 is $1,075,250. And we've been able to stay under that, which is how we've managed to come out okay, even with some budget shortfall in the revenue side. Our budgeted expense for FY10 is our actual is $803,319. So we're over $271,000 under our expense side, which gives us a pretty good cushion to work with. So our expectation and the business manager and the general manager's expectation is to, again, look at maximizing our revenue to at least reach our projected amount on the revenue side, but at the same time maintaining expenses or holding expenses to fall under what our budgeted amount is. I think what they're looking at, according to the general manager, is depending on how much money we are actually able to generate, we could spend up to $1,075,250. Lacking our success in meeting that revenue mark, the expectation is we'll keep our expenses to a number similar to what's been done so far this year.
And that leaves you with your, this budget contemplates also the 1 month operating capital, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, the reserve. Thank you.
About, yeah.
Excellent. Expenses coming in under projections always. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. A significantly under projection, you know,
mm-hmm.
relative to the percentage that the revenue is under,
yeah.
underperforming.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So, significant changes?
Those things taken into consideration. I mean, you know, we've looked at some other things too, and other things came up in the discussion. Bottom line is that, because that's personally, that's what I concern myself with, is the bottom line. And our revenue projection is a reasonable number. We are doing some things to improve our income over the next year. They are not necessarily figured in to that budget, as a matter of fact. Some of the things that are relatively innovative for Pacifica, from some of the feedback I'm getting, we didn't include in that budget. That is primarily looking at strictly listener support, our grants, which are, it's a steady number, and the other revenue sources, car donations, community events, major donors, and sales. So, you know, a little from the website income. We're hoping to generate a little bit more there than we have in the past. We've been able to, at least our staff has been able to benefit from some events they've attended over the last year that are giving them some ideas about ways that they can do that. But be that as it may, you know, we're anticipating and working towards, you know, the entire LSB is working towards improving that revenue figure. But, you know, we're not depending on that to have a balanced budget for the next year.
Okay.
Any particular questions that I might be able to answer?
Do we want to take a stack here for Mike before we maybe have LeVarn also weigh in on this? Are there any, well, I guess, Mike, are there any significant deviations from last year's budget, any new additions, deletions, or anything that you think you should flag for us or bring to our attention?
Nothing significant.
Okay.
I mean, this is so close to being FY10's budget copied and renamed FY11, it's not even funny.
Well, as long as your actual expenses and revenue are so close as well, then there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Exactly. It's, you know, I don't feel like it's our place to move the numbers around within the budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's Dwayne's job, Robin and Markeisha's job. And as long as those numbers work out at the end of the year, then that part of it is all okay.
Okay, is there other questions? I'll take a stack if there are any questions. See, this is what happens when you have a nice, tidy budget, Mike. LeVarn, would you like to...
Very clean.
Good. Would you like to go ahead and weigh in for us, please?
Oh, yeah, just want to say that, you know, that K50 has done a fine job, as usual, and that that you're successful in terms of getting your budget because all of you guys work together. And you, you know, and there's a goal here, and that goal is for the station to run smoothly, and not to have a huge, like I said, variations. Your revenue is basically smooth as over the period, and that you have a business manager who can produce the reports and give the information. Now, Markeisha's going to drop in the actuals for August. And also for a project in the month of September. So we'll have a number that we'll be working with when we produce the reports for the PNP in October. It'll be more than likely based on this projected number for the month of September. So just want to let you know that. But no, this is very good. And we had a meeting with the general managers and the other staff of the Pacifica National Office, and we talked some about budgets, and they gave an update on for the other stations in terms of where they stand with their budget. But again, Mike, hello. As Mike has said, that there are certain exposures. You didn't talk about exposures, but opportunities to this budget, and that's what we'll just ask Dwayne to lay those out in a format to show that, you know, perhaps as we go through the year, there will be opportunities to the budget, like you're saying, in some of the perhaps in the sales and some of your that may be increasing based on this year. That's very good. So let me just look at if we can just go down and look at what you have for capital. So basically, you have your transmitter and you have some computers. So that are the computers related to your website or just for staff use other than website?
That's pretty much just for staff use.
Okay.
And what is the number on that?
6,000.
Okay, that's about
it. And then your technical, I'm sorry, your transmitter. So you're doing some work on the transmitter?
Mike?
We have, Alberto, you may know more about that.
Sure.
The transmitter number.
Well, just more importantly, on the transmitter aspect, we have been investing, or the management has been trying to keep the HD2 system going. Mm-hmm. As you are all aware, KPFT has their HD system in place. However, there have been problems with the equipment that was acquired. They've been having problems with the power supply, and it's conked out several times. So most of the transmitter aspect has been, in gearing up and keeping the HD2 system going and getting it to stabilize so that it is running 24/7. I think most of the money that's earmarked for our transmitter is for the HD2 system, and it is also a small amount of money, a batch of that money is for the power output electronic bulb that puts out the 100,000 watts. That needs to be replaced fairly often, and I think they're a little expensive. I'm not too sure how much it is, but that's basically what's on the transmitter side. Mike, will you be kind enough to tell us what is the line item for transmitter, sir?
The expense on that is $15,600.
And what is this part that needs to be replaced from time to time?
On the transmitter is that big bulb that puts out the 100,000 watts,
sure.
the vacuum tube.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're still having problems keeping the HD2 channel going.
Okay.
And there's something wrong with the design of that HD2, and the power supply keeps going out. So it's interesting, yes, to say the least. But
yes.
Well, because we get our HD2 channel going, and then it pops out, and we lost it, and some of our listeners get a little upset because the HD2 disappeared. But we figured out it's something to do with the power supply that is feeding the 1,000-watt digital transmitter that is coupled to the 100,000-watt transmitter over at the antenna site. Don't ask me anymore. That's about all I know about it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we could ask John if John is on the call. So, and the other question is, so on your HD2, what kind of programming are you doing on HD2 that's...
They're starting to fill it up. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mike.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, they're starting to fill it up. What they've been doing is putting news programs and rerunning some of our archive programs to kind of keep the HD2 program, the channel going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the programming for our HD2. And the consideration of our HD3 channel is going to take a little bit longer in time as far as having programming, because, programming is much different than just keeping the station, the transmitter going. And I can't tell you much more than what they're doing. In the past, they have gotten some of the programs from KPFA and some of the programs from KPFK and run them through the HD2 channel. Of course, the news has been run, you know, whenever there's no other programming available. It's a hodgepodge at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Part of the issue has been that some of the equipment they had when they initiated the HD2 was not adequate to output the information that they wanted to output to HD2. There was a limitation in the way that they could program the signal. So they got the equipment that was supposedly going to solve that, that would allow them a little more flexibility in terms of being able to program in, you know, what the information that they wanted at any particular time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that, and then coupled then we have the power supply issue. So hopefully they've got the programming issue figured out as far as being able to move things and preset programs into that system. And then once the power supply is figured out, then it should be something that they can go to from time to time, program, and it'll just continue to run until the program is changed.
Right.
Okay.
Complicated.
Yeah.
It's technical.
But this is great. So are there plans, I know there, in terms of getting this set up so that there's the continuous program, and like you said, there's some problems in terms of programming the signal. But are there, like, requests for funds, like, in terms of website donations on these HD programs, HD signals, channels, rather?
I don't know that they've begun to do that. I think that flexibility has been one of the issues as far as what they can program to run on the air at any given time.
And again, let me add, Mike, that part of the problem is that it's not a problem, it's just a development process. KPFT only has one studio. And in order to do live programming on the HD2 channel, basically they have to gear up one of the little closets at the building and gear it up so that it can become a live studio. And that is what I understand is happening at the moment, that they're working in a little closet, if I may use the term, trying to electrify it and electronicize it so that it can become a secondary studio for the HD2 system.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little while, but it's in the mix, and they're working as fast as they can with the amount of financial resources that are available. But nobody's crying, really, at the end of the day. It's just an ongoing process. As far as we're concerned, it's just ongoing. I mean, you know, things happen.
Okay. And you're I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, so I was just looking at your fulfillment on, you're looking at 86% on fulfillment. You guys are, I know, successful on that.
Well, if I may jump quickly, it's gotten better because the members have been using their fantastic plastic, and that has worked really well for us. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, yeah, and the fulfillment is a concern, that the projected fulfillment rate, my personal opinion is that there is a relationship between some of the shortfall and fulfillment, but not necessarily in terms of people not fulfilling. We discussed at our last LSB meeting an issue with billing and the way that things are billed, and some mistakes that have been made in the past in which people pledged on plastic and there were errors in the billing process and the charges were never made.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that they are addressing right now to try to figure out, you know, where is this breakdown, why is it occurring, and what do we need to do to prevent it in the future. That, and they're hoping to improve the fulfillment rate. Also, apparently there was some kind of a conference that some of the staff went to, and they talked about ways to improve fulfillment. So, yeah, part of the projection in the fulfillment rate, the increase in the fulfillment rate, is the reason for the optimism in that revenue figure for next year. I say optimism, it's the same as it was last year, but they think by improving the fulfillment rate that they can actually increase revenue amount over what the actual was from 10.
Right. I know in talking with Markeisha, we had talked about the whole thing with credit card declines and how to address that. And I think Markeisha had utilized some of the LSB members who has an expertise in collections to do that, and which is what you do immediately after the credit card is charged. You get your report out of Memphis, then you call the listener, and usually what has happened when this has been done at stations is that the listener will not only correct if there's an error, transpose credit card number, or what for whatever reason, not only will they pay that for that premium, but they'll pay for any past premiums that they have. So it's a twofold thing, and it's really successful in increasing the credit card fulfillment on those credit cards. So, Keisha, we have talked about that, and she had had chosen one of your LSB members who are pharma LSB members who is really good at that. So I know that you've already implemented that in order to increase it.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, so I was just going to look at, so there are no salary increases in 2011, is that correct?
And hasn't been one for 3 years. This is for 3 years now. There have been no salary increases at KPFT for 3 years. This is, I think we're going into our fourth year now.
I love that. So no changes in personnel, no additions or anything like that?
None.
Beautiful.
None, but let me just add that the biggest hit we had was the health insurance, and you will notice that.
Isn't that the case for everybody?
Right.
One question.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, it's John.
Oh, hi, John. Okay, yeah, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at the budget, and I see that there's six sheets, and the previous prototype budget had 23 sheets. And so I'm wondering whatever happened to the other 13 sheets. One of the things that disappeared was the salary information.
Yeah, I didn't send it out, but I can send it out.
Yeah, I certainly want to see all that. I want to have a complete budget. That was one of the things I was looking forward from this meeting, is to get a complete budget in hand so I could look at it, because we still need to prepare ours. And having a partial budget will be less helpful than a full budget.
And can I just add something to John's comment, Madam Chair?
Yes, of course.
Nothing has changed, and I'm really glad that we're doing that, but nothing has changed as far as the numbers are concerned. I know that LaVarne will be sending to whoever wants a complete 13-page, you know, those 13 pages that are missing, but if you are hot and heavy, the last budget that you received hasn't changed. Nothing has changed in our budgets. And that's about it. Yeah, nothing has changed. We don't move them.
Let me ask you a question. LaVarne, do those missing pages, are they reflective only of the salary information, or is there any other?
No, I didn't. I just sent out the major. There's a reconciliation, budget, cash flow, payroll, entry.
Oh, they're financial.
I have it here. I can send it out now. Fund drive collection month, amortization, capital expenditures. What I sent out was a sheet so that you can look at that, so we can have a discussion today within the time frame. But yeah, I have it here, and I can send it out right now.
If you could, please. Thank you. I appreciate that. But I mean, there are no other missing pieces of information, right? That I mean, that was it. Basically, relates to salary, and then the other things sound like financials, reconciliations.
Yeah, yeah.
Not actually
that's
the budget.
Basically, yeah.
I did have one question. Just, and I mean, it's not really budget, but on that second HD channel that you're running, does that have some of Spanish language programming on it as well, or is it just simply like an extra space that you have additional Pacifica programming in general?
Right now, at the moment, it is just extra space, and eventually the different members of staff and of the I guess program council and the program director will start filling it in with actual programs.
Oh.
Right now, they're just filling in.
Pretty
you know,
safe.
We're just
sure.
filling in with whatever they can grab and put on. And sometimes they goes off the air and there's not. I have an HD radio at home, and sometimes it'll just go off the radio, and I know that something burned out. But eventually they will have, you know. Eventually they'll have. Right now it's technical. Right now they're working at the technology to get it going without any problems, and then I'm sure that the management will work at filling it in with relevant programming.
Okay, excellent. And then I had a couple of other quick questions. Are there any other major equipment type of things besides the computers for staff? Are there any other expenditures of significance that we should be aware of? Or budgeted, you know, contemplated?
No.
No, okay.
No, there's not.
Okay, excellent. The other thing I wanted, and this is something I've been meaning to do with National Finance, and just, you know, because it comes up now because the computer's being updated or upgraded. I do think that we need to develop some sort of policy at the national level in terms of software acquisition, because I'm very distressed by how we engage in technology, that we each station individually purchases software, frequently of different versions, not compatible. It's one of the reasons you cannot read things that get sent from National on the open computers at KPFK, because they're running on a completely different version of software. And we would save a significant amount of money by purchasing network-wide with multi-license agreements that would apply to all of them. So I'm not suggesting in any way holding up your budget. I'm merely bringing it up as maybe something we'd like to take up as a policy issue, maybe after budget season even. But I do think that we would experience significant cost savings, as well as greater ease of communication and facilitation of looking at documents if we all operated on the same platforms with the same, you know, make of software and bought it in bulk, as it were. So I'm not going to make a motion on that at this time, but I do think it's something people should at least start to think about, that we should try to harmonize, because we are a network after all, and that's what other big businesses do, and it would save us money in the long run. So, because right now I know everybody just goes and, you know, station by station, we buy what we need when we need it, and that's not the most effective way to do it. So, our Paul, yes, please.
Yeah, one thing Pacifica might do is move over to Open Office, which would cost zero.
You get big support from John Wenger on that. I know that.
I brought that up for a couple of years, but yes, I agree. I think that would be. It would certainly be a savings, because, one, it would be compatible everywhere. Two, it doesn't cost anything, and you would, just install it on everything you want. And don't worry, because there's no license fee you have to pay or anything else. However, that pitch aside, I'm just a fast question, which I probably know the answer to here. In a number of the cases here, it's showing, column AD, it's showing better or worse, and where you're saving money, I think you've got it in parentheses in red, which is supposed to mean worse, but I think you mean it's better.
Ooh, well, that is a big deal.
Right?
Let me see. I'm trying to.
For instance, total expenses shows on column AD, which would be cell 37, AD 37, it's showing a negative 271,931. But I think that's supposed to mean that it's better, because the numbers in front of it for 2011 So the budgeted will be $1 million, and actual is 803. So I'm just double checking. I mean, it looks like that's what it means, but I just want to make sure that's what it means, because usually when it's in the W, that's supposed to mean worse.
I'm trying to pull up my I'm just trying to pull it up.
Paul, what sheet was that, and what was the line column reference?
Budget FY 2011, mm-hmm. and it's cell AD37. It's the total expenses line. And, I mean, you know, that's just one fast example.
Yeah, the 271,931.
Yeah, I mean, and everything else basically in that column there.
Right.
So I'm just thinking that it, you know, if it's gonna, I think that is the better. I think you are showing up.
It looks like what they've done there is made that a comparison of budgeted to actual, because that's the difference. They're saying that it's budgeted at that rate more than what the actual column shows. So I think the formula that was used there is probably showing incorrectly.
Yeah, it's subtracting the wrong order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Still, that's actually good news. I mean, because that red ink really should be green or black ink.
Black ink, yeah.
Yeah.
We like black ink better.
if I may, Madam Chair?
Of course.
Just quickly, when you're dealing with negatives, expense, negative is a positive on a negative number. Huh?
Well, yeah, that's true from algebra, but I think the implication here from finance is that red should indicate alarm, and this is actually good news.
Yeah, that's why it, up above it, at the top of the column, it has a B, and then it has a W in paren, and parens are supposed to also indicate a negative. So if KPFA is better in that... I'm having to switch back and forth here. Pardon me.
I'm trying to pull up the original.
Oops, I didn't hear that. Okay. All right, I'm hearing various noises here. In other words, my thought is showing the opposite of what it's supposed to be showing. It's just a sign change ought to happen there. I think, unless I'm misreading this terribly.
I'm sorry, I had to pull my budget up again. Which column are you looking at?
We are looking at the tab is budget FY 2011, and it's column AD, and specifically, you know, just for an example, it's cell AD37.
The budget is actually 2011 and 10 is actually a forecast, because Markeisha dropped in numbers for August. And oh no, that's the budget. Oh, she has 10 actual. Let's see, make sure that the 10 actual is what we're going to do is, I talked to Markeisha today or yesterday, and so she's going to drop in her forecast for August and September. She's going to send that, and we'll send this sheet out again, because it doesn't actually have the numbers for August and September, so it's not a relevant number right now. So it doesn't really tell the story now, because if you look at AB, it adds columns C through N, and N includes August through August and September, and there are zeros in that number. So as soon as she does that, I think she'll do it, like, right away. So I'll send that out in the morning. So don't really look at that. Variance isn't relevant at this point.
Actually, my point was it appears that the sign is backwards. In other words, it, AD, column AD shows the better slash worse number.
Yeah, and so on the revenue, it's right now it shows the budget of $1 million, and it shows the actual at $789, so it's $237,000 better than 2010. 2011 budget is $237,000 better than 2010. This is actually 2010 year-to-date is actual.
Yes.
And so what Markeisha is going to do is she's going to drop in she actually has her number for August. She knows what her numbers are. So she's going to drop those in, and she's just going to put in a little projection for the month of September, and then this number will be a forecast. It will not be 10 actual. Then this variance will be relevant. This variance really isn't relevant now because that's 10 months in 2010 and 12 months in 2011. And at this point, it is correct. The 2011 is comparing the 2011 budget to the 2010 what actual a forecast. So right now it's $237,000 higher or better than 2010.
Well, yes, and if it's better, it should show as black, not red in parentheses, because that's
it is black on line 4, column AD.
I'm looking at 37, but let's go up to 4. 4 is another number, and that's that looks like it's a positive number, so that's okay. But if you go down a ways, you start seeing a lot of negative numbers. And if you go to cell AD37, you start seeing $271,000 worse.
Yeah, it is. It's on expenses. If it's higher than the prior year, it's worse. So but it's comparing a number of 10 months versus 12 months of 2011.
Yes, yes.
So it's only comparing 10 months. So it when Mike said that the expenses are about right on, once we add in the month of August and September, it will be about right on. So again, this number is not a good number for comparison because it only has 10 months of 2010 and 12 months of 2011.
Yes, I understand. All right. All right,
so she'll try. I had sent a note earlier today, so I'll send a note and I'll chat with her tomorrow and see if she can just drop those numbers in. And you know, she has those numbers. Like I said, she basically the first day of close is tomorrow, and Markeisha basically has her numbers already done for the month, and then she can just drop in with her expectation. And it'll be easy to do because she's already done her cash flow for August and September, so she already has that done, so it'll be easy to just drop in the numbers for September, and I'll get that out to you.
Okay.
And see, and if you look at the comparison here, like the income line 39, it shows right now it's about 27 better than the prior year because the expenses are 271 worse because it's two additional months of expenses, and it's $299,000 better because it's 12 months of revenue. So we'll drop those. Actually, she has the numbers in there. She has, but let's see if this adds up. See through. No, that's 2011. So yeah. So again, I will get those. She's already working on it, and as soon as she gets that, we'll drop it in and then that to you. So that you'll have a more relevant comparison.
Alberto, to this tag.
Go ahead, Alberto.
Can I move that the National Finance Committee adopt the KPFP budget and submit it to the National Board?
Is there a second on that?
Second.
Are there any objections to approving the KPFP budget?
Could he say the motion again?
That the National Finance Committee approve the budget and submit it to the National Board for a formal adoption. That the National Finance Committee approve the budget and submit it to the National Board for adoption.
Okay, that the NFC approved the KPFT FY11 budget. Put that in.
Right.
And submit it to the PNB for formal adoption.
Right.
With the proviso that we get sent the entire thing.
I'm sorry. Here it is. Let me send it. I had to retrieve it from Marquise again because I had renamed it, but I'm going to send out the whole thing that she sent to me. Here it comes.
And when will those various corrections be made?
Put in those numbers. I'm sure she'll get it done this week, but that's just, the budget that's, is done.
Exactly. That's not the budget. That's just for
right.
a better
that's
comparison.
The actuals, and it'll give a more relevant comparison of the variance. But
sure.
Here, let me do this right, Mia.
Summer, can I ask a question?
Oh, of course, Alex. Yes, please.
Okay, I was under the impression that there was some PNB resolution out there that stated that the National Finance Committee can approve budgets without going back to the PNB. Or
no,
am I wrong about that?
I think it still has to be approved by the PNB.
Okay.
Am I incorrect about that, LaVon, from your experience? That's what, our Paul, because that's what I recall from the previous years, is we approved it and then PNB approved it, correct?
Yeah, that's what it's been done in the past.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I was just checking.
Okay, here we go right here. I'll just forward this. No, I'll just slide all.
Are we debating it, or are we gonna?
No, we're waiting for the computer to send the stuff out.
Okay.
Well, are there any other questions on the KPFT budget while we're waiting for that, so that we don't expend any unnecessary time? Well, you know, I'm just thinking. You know, if there are further questions and queries, we could get them out of the way. Okay, so is the only issue then we're waiting for these other expenses, the personnel documents, et cetera, part of that portion of the budget to be received?
Okay. May I call for the question now so that
we can move on?
Yes,
we may, certainly.
I call for the question.
Thank you. And are there any objections to approving the KPFT budget? All right, and hearing none, R. Paul, will you mark it, please, as approved by the National Finance Committee as of today?
Thank you, folks.
Have you received it yet?
I'm sorry?
Have you received the budget yet? I sent it.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. All right, so we've accomplished something. We've passed a budget. Everyone...
Thank
Yay.
You.
Yay. Okay. Only four more to go and 4 weeks to do it. A budget a week and we'll be there. five more to go, right? No, four more to go. Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone in Texas, for having your budget done. And